If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
How do some terminal cancer patients beat the odds? We've heard of them. You might know one or two. You may have heard of some people. And some do. Dr. Kelly Turner is a researcher, lecturer, and counselor in the field of integrative oncology, whose specialized research focus is the radical remission of cancer. Her specialized research focus is, again, this radical remission of cancer. Her book is called Radical Remission, The 9 Factors That Can Make a Real Difference. It's published by HarperCollins. Dr. Turner, thank you for coming on. I guess your book follows some 20 people who had the stage 4 terminal cancer and went through what you call radical recoveries. Miracles, I guess. Anything that these 20 patients had in common? What were some common things that they all had, if they did?
Sonar, I can't hear.
Okay, we don't have her covered.
Well, Joe, what I'll do is I'll fill in a little bit here.
Yeah.
Radical Remission, it's a book that where there were 9 key factors she found that were common to the people who had a radical remission. And those key factors, 2 of them were physical, which is radically changing diet to be a much more, is she back with us, Sonar?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you now.
Okay, good. We lost you, Kelly. So Joe had asked what were the common factors, and I was saying that in radical remission that I thought there were 9 key factors that you had found that were common to the people, 2 of which were physical factors, and so I was going to start to describe that, but you're much better at it, so take it away, Kelly. This is Kelly Turner we're talking to, by the way.
Right. Well, actually, there were over 75 different factors that the people I study were using to get well, but not everyone used all 75. What I found is that almost everyone that I've studied used all 9. And so these 9, again, 2 are physical, changing your diet towards a very vegetable, fruit-rich diet, and taking herbs and supplements under the guidance of a medical professional. So those are the 2 physical ones. And the rest, believe it or not, were emotional, mental, or spiritual. And I think probably the reason that is because the people I study, they've tried so many of the physical interventions. Their doctors have tried the chemo, the radiation, the surgery, and just nothing's working. And so they're sort of forced to look elsewhere, and that's when they turn to mental, emotional changes as well. And so those are, just briefly, taking control of their health, using their intuition to help make decisions, not to completely make decisions, but to help make decisions, doing things that help them release suppressed emotions, so things they're holding on to, especially stress and fear, but also, you know, anything from the past, like grief or resentment or regret. Then the next one they did was increase positive emotions. Now, they didn't do this all the time, every second of every day, but just like working out or eating your spinach, they tried to have at least 5 minutes of happiness, laughter, joy each day. And the last 3 were embracing social support, which means letting that love from friends and family come in, you know, allowing people to help you, which is sometimes hard. Deepening your spirituality practice, so deepening any sort of connecting practice that can get you into a deep state of relaxation, prayer, or meditation. And finally, last but not least, having strong reasons for living. So those were the 9 most common factors that I found amongst the thousands of cases that I've now analyzed.
So anyone who wants to ask us questions or ask Kelly Turner, author of Radical Remission, RadicalRemission.com is the website. You can email me, and I was worried because this is very unusual. I haven't had an email since 5:10. That's about 28 minutes ago, which is almost unheard of on the program because I normally get 2 or 3 a minute. So I don't know what's going on, whether it's my email connection or not tonight, but email us questions. Kelly, the one of the interesting stories was of someone named Jenny, Well, here's a question. Actually, Ann has just sent us a question that I'm going to get to. She said, exercise is not one of the nine. Why not? And doesn't physical activity matter? Or do some people not do that? Or do most people do it? Or is it part of what they've done already and you discount it? Why do you not have physical activity in there?
That's an excellent question, and I discuss it in my conclusion. It's one of the 75 factors that I found, but it wasn't one of the top nine. It wasn't one that everyone was doing. And I think that the reason for that is actually quite simple. The people that I study were sent home on hospice. So many of them were in wheelchairs. They weren't able to walk. They were literally near death. And so in the beginning of their healing process, exercise simply wasn't possible. But the good news is they all exercise now regularly. And so that's why, like I said, there were over 75 different factors. The only one that I brought up in my conclusion that, you know, that wasn't in the top nine was exercise. And it's for this reason, because exercise in study after study has been shown to be so incredibly important for our health. And I think the fact that all of the survivors that I've studied exercise now indicates that. But great question.
So thanks, Anne, for the question. Now, one of the stories I enjoyed in reading the book was Jenny's story, which is a story of someone who kept going for second and third opinion when she had some doubts. So it was she took control of her health and, in addition, did some other, obviously she did most of the, she did all of the nine, probably you'd characterize. But anyway, tell a little bit about Jenny's story, would you?
Definitely, yeah. And I'm glad you brought up the fact that she did all nine, because all the people that I studied did, you know, at least eight, if not all nine, of these most common factors. And I had a hard time deciding where to put Jenny, because she really could have been in taking control, that chapter. Because, man, did she shop around until she found the right team of doctors and allied health professionals that were going to support her in what she wanted to do for her very rare non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She had splenic marginal zone lymphoma, which is just a unique type of lymphoma that doesn't come up that often. And so what she ended up doing is she got, you know, three, four opinions, and one of the opinions was from a very reputable hospital that was going against what her HMO said. Her HMO wanted to put her on five different chemos. And this other hospital, this other opinion, said, you know, I bet if you change your diet and your whole lifestyle, we might be able to watch and wait and use chemo when we need to, but not right away. And she intuitively really liked the sound of that. She had been eating processed and frozen foods for about a decade. She'd been on a weight loss program where the food, you know, is packaged and stuff for her. And so just intuitively, she thought, let me just try eating fresh fruits and vegetables for a while and see what happens. So she completely changed her diet. She went to eating, you know, like I said, mostly fruits and vegetables. She really cut out meat, wheat, sweets, and dairy. And she noticed a difference right away. She could actually feel her spleen, which was at risk of bursting. It was so large. She could feel it decreasing with this diet change. But she knew that, and the people she was working with, the nutritionists and so on, knew that her body could probably use some extra help, especially in terms of supplements. So Jenny is featured in the herbs and supplements chapter, and she ended up taking a whole.
So let's mm-hmm. you know, rather than go more into exactly that, I think what was interesting was she found a conflict between what was on the internet about her tumor and what her HMO, her first HMO oncologist said. So she went to a second and a third. And then she went to some outside opinion. As we say commonly on the show is, if you're going to get something that's more than 3 days long, get a second opinion and get a third opinion. So I don't want you to give away all of Jenny's story because it's so interesting, because I want to get to some others. One of the others is, and Sona, you'll have to give me a time warning pretty loud today because I'm not hearing you well. But one of the others that was interesting was what you call the waterfall solution. Tell us what you mean by the waterfall solution.
We'll do that after the break, Mike. Coming up, we are up on a break. Dr. Kelly Turner is our guest, and back with her next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Our guest topic today is spontaneous remission. Dr. Kelly Turner, the author of Radical Remission, The Nine Factors That Can Make a Real Difference. It's published by HarperCollins. Dr. Turner, actress Valerie Harper, does she fit the mold in this discussion here today?
Well, certainly she's fitting it. You know, she's already beaten the odds. She was given 3 months, and here she is, you know, a year later. In her latest interview, she said she's doing many of these nine factors. She's changed her diet. She's taking herbs, but she's also doing things like not giving up and using visualization to help relax and, you know, do a sort of spiritual practice there of connecting to her inner body. So certainly she is doing some of these nine things, and a wonderful, you know, famous example of someone who's beating the odds.
Now, let's talk about when we broke for a break, and we're talking to Dr. Kelly Turner, who has investigated many people, I guess over 1,000, who've had radical remissions. There were nine factors that were common and are listed or discussed in remission. The one of the common things that you say is described by the phrase a waterfall solution. What do you mean by a waterfall solution?
Well, the waterfall solution was described by one of the healers that I interviewed as a way to do one of the nine key factors, which is releasing suppressed emotions. So the waterfall solution is to let emotions flood into you and fill your whole body so that you feel things fully. You're not trying to resist sadness. You're not trying to push away fear. You actually let yourself feel it fully, but then, just like you're standing under a waterfall, you let it flow out of you. And that allows you to not hold on to anything, but still feel things when they come up. So that's a nice little visual of how to handle emotions and make sure we're releasing them so that we're never holding on to something.
And the suppressed emotions, what do we suppress most? Is it fear? Is it, what do we suppress?
Well, most people certainly suppress fear the most, especially when a cancer diagnosis comes up. There's the fear of death that is always that elephant in the room. But a lot of people also have things that they're suppressing or keeping inside from the past, especially their childhood. So if you've had any childhood trauma or any big regrets or griefs that weren't fully resolved, those were things that the people I study were also trying to sort of uncover and bring up to the surface so that they could finally release them. But certainly fear is the biggest one. But there's also, you know, just even stress. If you're a ball of stress, you know, that's a wonderful term that people use. The idea is that you're holding that energy and it's not allowing stuff like oxygen to flow, blood to flow. And so even something like stress, you want to release it so that once a day you're feeling really calm.
And so to release positive emotions every day, I either tape or watch live the Jon Stewart on Comedy Central.
Fantastic.
But I like the solution that the person you describe in the Positive Emotion book. I don't remember her name or his name.
Her name is Saren, yeah.
And tell Saren, us what she did.
Well, she was at a stage 4 breast cancer patient with a young daughter, so she just was not going to go anywhere. She said, I don't care if the chemo's not working. I can't leave my daughter. And one of the things she did to get through all of her treatment was she and her daughter made an appointment to laugh every day. So if they hadn't laughed, then before bed, before she put her daughter to bed, they either had a tickle fight or they told each other silly knock-knock jokes. And for her, she said it was like a muscle. The more they did it regularly, the easier it was to laugh. So for her, it was the daily laughter, even if just for a few minutes.
And one of the others I actually like a great deal, and then I'm going to get to this question asked by Donna, but one of the others I like a great deal is embracing social support. What do you mean by that?
Well, the people I interviewed said over and over again, Dr. Turner, I don't know how to explain it, but I know that the love that I received from my friends and family helped me heal. And so that's what I mean by embracing social support. When that love comes at you, when you tell people, I have cancer or I'm going through a health challenge, you want to open up and actually accept it and receive it. And that's because we know scientifically that when you feel loved, your immune system improves. So, like, for example, even 10 seconds of hugging can reduce cortisol and boost oxytocin. So that's what I mean by embracing social support. Letting yourself feel loved will help your immune system.
Well, there's a question by Donna, and it's similar to a question by Susan. So I'm going to combine them and say, are there any specific cancers that are more likely to have radical remissions?
Well, what's great about radical remission is that it has occurred across almost every type of cancer, really rare ones, pancreatic, lung, really serious ones, across the board. It has been shown to be slightly more common in kidney cancer, leukemia, lymphoma, and a very rare type of infant brain cancer. But I would caution people when they think of those four, because there's been so little research done on this, we really don't know how often it's happening. These cases are seriously underreported. So what I would say to Donna is radical remissions have been reported for every type of cancer.
So the book is called Radical Remission. You can go to Radical Remission. It's available on Amazon and all the sites, as well as RadicalRemission.com. We've been talking to Kelly A. Turner, Dr. Kelly Turner. And Joe, it's time for...
The Real Age Tip of the Week.
And the Real Age Tip this week is healthy vegetables prevent a major cause of heart attacks. How often have you said to someone, great hair, and had them grin back, lucky genes? However, you have more control over your genes than you think. And that's true, as you've heard, with radical remission. And it's also true in one of the top news stories this week about how you control the milieu of your cancer genes. Well, this is a case of if you carry a very common bad heart gene called 9P21, loading your diet with fresh vegetables and fresh fruit cuts your risk of family heart attack so much that it's as though you don't have that gene. Something in the fresh produce, especially vegetables, turns this genetic bully into a wimp. So add those vegetables, stop smoking, and get moving for a lower risk. The real age benefit of having 9 servings of fruit and vegetables a day, about 3 years younger. And that, Joe, is the real age tip of the week.
Fantastic, Dr. Mike. Excellent. And thank you for source of information. Just a wonderful segment every week here on the show. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. Thank you for listening today. And don't forget to give us a shot on the iHeartRadio Talk as well. And again, thank you to our affiliates who make this an opportunity to get into your markets every week as well. So for Dr. Mike Roizen, thanks for listening. And you have been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A, TakeOmega.com.